WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Love You Inside and Out. That's the Bee Gees. 4 minutes after nine with Kevin Kellogg, another hour of your favorites from the 60s and 70s. Plus, in a few minutes, we'll talk with John Mueller from the Winter Dance Party, appearing this Thursday at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells, as it's their tribute with the Winter Dance Party to the music of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper. That's coming up in just a few minutes here on 99.7 Max FM with Leslie Gore and You Don't Own Me.
Tell me what to do. Don't tell me.
change me in any way. You don't own me. Don't tie me down, 'cause I'd never stay.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, rolling on the river with CCR. 10 minutes after 9, and let's talk with John Mueller from the Winter Dance Party coming up this Thursday at the Legacy Dinner Theater, coming up at 2 o'clock for a Thursday show. I talked with John yesterday, recorded the interview, so let's talk to John and learn more about the Winter Dance Party. Okay, hang on just a second, because it has decided it doesn't want to play on the radio. So hang on just a second. We're going to play some Buddy Holly music and then be right back with the interview.
Oh, well, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love you. Rave on. The way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and
talking this morning with John Mueller, and John is with the Winter Dance Party that is going to be performing at the Legacy Theater in Wisconsin Dells, and we've got John here. How you doing today, John?
Great, Kevin. Thanks for calling.
And we're going to talk to you a little bit about the Winter Dance Party. Now, I know everybody knows the day that the music died, and here a little bit later in February from when it actually happened, we're going to have the sights and sounds of the Winter Dance Party. So, John, tell me a little bit about what the Winter Dance Party does include.
Well, of course, the Winter Dance Party was the fateful tour that was Buddy Holly was on, Richie Valens, the Big Bopper, and Dion and the Belmonts, of course. But we just honor those that perished, and it's just a great tribute and honor to the music that still lives. I know there's Don McLean's song about the day the music died, but the fact that we're doing sold-out shows everywhere is good proof that the music is still going strong, and it's just a blast to perform for the audiences.
John, how long have you been doing the Winter Dance Party?
Wow, we've been doing it over 20 years now, and originally I just thought, Kevin, it was going to be like maybe a once-a-year thing every winter, but now it's been full-time for years. We go all over the place. Tomorrow we're going to Pennsylvania, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and then we end up at the Legacy Theater, and then we go to Iowa, and we've been all over the place this winter, too, so it's great.
So, John, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Wichita, Kansas, and which is very similar to Lubbock, Texas, that Buddy grew up in. It's just kind of flat and dusty in the plains of Kansas, and just like Lubbock is of Texas. And it was a good place to grow up as a kid, very normal upbringing and great parents, so very fortunate there. And grew up in a musical family, too, so that's where I got my seeds to perform music and stuff.
And I imagine as a teenager, you know, you're interested in music. What did you start out doing? I'm sure you didn't start out doing Buddy Holly right away.
No, I wanted to be an actor. I was a big fan of Clint Eastwood and John Wayne movies and stuff. And I basically was kind of playing guitar on the side just for fun. But then I started getting cast in roles in TV and commercials where I was playing guitar. And I was like, well, maybe I should take the music a little more seriously. And then I got cast as Buddy Holly in this musical. It was called Buddy, the Buddy Holly Story. It originated out of London and started touring in the U.S. And I did that for about 3 or 4 years, and it was great fun. But it was 8 shows a week, which was killing me. And the reviews of that show were kind of always the same. They said the script was a little weak, but the last 45 minutes of the musical was the Winter Dance Party concert. And I was like, well, that's when a light bulb went off in my head. Maybe I should just do my own show that tributes the music, and, you know, just do it like a concert, like people are going to actually be at the Winter Dance Party concert. And that's what I came up with, and we toured the original ballrooms that were still in place at the time, and we thought the turnout was tremendous, and so we were really happy to keep it going.
Talking with John Mueller with the Winter Dance Party coming to the Legacy Theater in Wisconsin Dells on the 22nd. It's a 2 o'clock show in the afternoon. Now, who's all along with you? There's you, and then you've got somebody that performs as Richie Valens and somebody that performs as J.P. Richardson, the Big Bopper.
Yes, sir. We have Richie Valens is Ray Anthony. He's a renowned performer out of Branson, Missouri area. And then we have Linwood Sasser as the Big Bopper. He was J.P. Richardson Jr.'s son. He used to perform with us, but he passed away in 2013, and he endorsed Linwood to take his place, so to speak, when he started getting ill and stuff, and he's been a great Big Bopper. And our band is what really, really is the key to our success. We've got an incredible saxophone player, drummer, and a guitar player, and a stand-up bass player, so the music comes across really authentically, which I'm very proud of.
Now, you mentioned that J.P. Richardson's son endorsed the guy that's now doing the J.P. Richardson part in the Winter Dance Party. But speaking of endorsements, you've been endorsed with this Winter Dance Party by some pretty important people in the Buddy Holly life.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. I performed once in front of his brothers in Lubbock, Texas, and Travis came up to me with tears in his eyes and just said, "Yeah, man, you really got Buddy down pat," and that just made me thrilled to hear that. And then Larry said it was one of the best concerts he'd ever seen. And then Maria Elena Holly, his widow, we had she toured with us a few times back in the early 2000s, and she really gave us some great notices in the papers and stuff. And so we've been very, very fortunate. And I think the key there, Kevin, is that we approached it with an authentic point of view and not a caricature kind of thing, or, you know, we just wanted it to be really exactly like what they did back then as best we could.
Okay, John, so what can we expect to see during the show?
Well, you're going to see a very high-energy show. It's not one of these, like, sit back and you know, nostalgia kind of thing. It's more like a real concert, like if you're at a Buddy Holly concert in the 1950s, and we get the audience involved. People towards the end, they start fidgeting in their seats and get up and move around a little bit, especially during La Bamba and Rayvon and Oh Boy, all the great songs and hits. And we even do a few of the rarer songs from the catalogs of those artists. And some of them, a lot of the artists back then, they'd cover each other's songs and stuff. So a lot of artists don't do that today. And so we do some Chuck Berry songs and Little Richard songs and whatnot, but it's just it's a really fun show and very high energy. And
they're going to be there dancing in the aisles, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Again, talking with John Mueller from the Winter Dance Party coming to the Legacy Theater on the 22nd of February. Like John said, it's an afternoon show for 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So what are some of the best memories that you have of this Winter Dance Party since you've been, you know, doing it for 20-some years?
Well, I think some of the memories that stick out, we were at the Surf Ballroom on the 50th anniversary of the 1959 tour. We were there, and that was pretty kind of eerie, almost kind of bittersweet, but also great to see that the music was still going strong. And then one time, I had Maria Elena Holly on stage with me in Green Bay, Wisconsin, at the original Riverside Ballroom, and still there to this day. And J.P. Richardson, the Bopper's son, brought her out to me on stage when we were the instrumental section was happening in True Love Ways, a beautiful love song. She whispered in my ear, I was kind of dancing with her, and she whispered, "You have two left feet just like Buddy did." So I guess I wasn't as good a dancer as I thought I was. But some memories like that have stuck out. And but mainly, you know, seeing the fans after the show and seeing how much joy and nostalgia we brought back to them with making them feel like they're teenagers again. We hear that a lot, which just really rings true in my heart and really makes me feel good.
Now, you're talking about, meeting and performing with Maria Elena, Buddy's widow, but you've also performed with a few of the original Crickets, too.
Yeah, we are very blessed to have got to meet and became a great friend with Nicky Sullivan and Buddy's original rhythm guitar player, and he told me lots of things about Buddy that aren't in books and stuff and movies, and just great to have had that inside access. And then Tommy Alsup, who was Buddy's lead guitar player on the Winter Dance Party tour, he toured with us a few times as well, and he was just a great man and a great guitar player, and told us a lot of great things too about the whole tour and the hardships that they endured. Boy, it just really makes you feel for them back then, because they were very, very much taken advantage of by promoters back then, unlike today.
Now, I would imagine not just here in the U.S., but you've probably performed other places, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been in England, opened for a Roy Orbison show there. We toured England and Ireland and Scotland and Canada. We've used to perform quite a bit in Canada. Haven't done so lately, but we've done a lot of shows up there, too. People love this music. It rings true. I think what Mickey Sullivan said, it's fun, happy music. It's before rock and roll, got political with political messages and stuff like that. It's just back when it was more about feeling good and loving your baby and dancing with her and all those kind of themes and lyrics. And it just makes you feel good.
That's great. John Mueller from the Winter Dance Party coming to the Legacy Theater on February 22nd for a 2 o'clock show. Okay, John, I'll give you the chance to give a big spiel on why people should come and see you.
Sure. They should come and see us, especially if they've never seen the show before. They should come and see us because you're going to really feel where this music has influenced musicians today, even like Bruce Springsteen or Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones. All those people, the Beatles, they all were big, huge Buddy Holly fans and fans of Richie Valens and of this music and the Big Bopper. So you're going to really see why, and you're going to really feel it, too, because it's, we see kids come to the show that are 15, 18, 19, 20s. Our parents bring them, and they're just blown away by how energetic and rocking the show is. They thought, oh, it's going to be old music. It's from the 50s. It's oldies. But when they see it and they hear it and experience it, they're blown away by it. And that's what people are going to see for sure.
Okay, John, well, we hope they'll get a great crowd at the Legacy Theater on the 22nd, and it sounds like it's one of the great shows that you don't want to miss.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for having us. We look forward to it.
John Mueller with the Winter Dance Party, again, coming to the Legacy Theater in Wisconsin Dells on February 22nd for a 2 o'clock show. Again, John, thank you for joining me today, and have a great rest of your tour.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Really appreciate it.
John Mueller with Winter Dance Party taking time out of his busy schedule to talk to me. And like I said, recorded that yesterday. And the Winter Dance Party is at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells on Thursday. It's a 2 o'clock show. Now, lunch is available beforehand. You can buy tickets with the lunch or without the lunch. The lunch will be served before the show. And once again, if you would like tickets, you can go to LegacyDinnerTheater.com or you can call them 608-432-7469. That's the Winter Dance Party at the Legacy Dinner Theater this coming Thursday.
Compeer Financial, a long-standing partner with FFA at both local and state levels, is proud to recognize and celebrate Sauk Prairie FFA members during National FFA Week. Connect with your local Compeer Financial team by calling 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider.
City weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and breezy, a high near 31. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 25. Winds today and tonight will gust to 30 miles per hour. Sunshine on your Sunday with a high around 38. For Monday, mostly sunny, 44. 48 Tuesday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from his original family recipe. Pick some up at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, it's 15.
Saturday at the 60s and 70s, and let's get to some musical birthdays. Tomorrow, on the 18th of February, Yoko Ono celebrates her 91st birthday. So let's do one from John on his own. Probably Yoko helping out somewhere in the background. It's whatever gets you through the night. 99.7 Max FM.
Whatever gets you through.
Whatever gets you through the night, John Lennon, 99.7 Max FM, and I'm sure Yoko's somewhere in the background in the recording. She turned 91 tomorrow. Bobby Hart from Boyce & Hart celebrates his 85th birthday tomorrow, and I wonder what she's doing tonight on 99.7 Max FM.
Never had. Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over. And go out.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Wonder what she's doing tonight. Tommy voice, Bobby Hart. Bobby celebrates his 85th birthday tomorrow. Herman Santiago, original member of Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers, celebrates his 83rd birthday tomorrow. Now, there was a court fight going on at one time because Herman said that he co-wrote this next song, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, one of the big hits for Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers. And then money was returned to him in royalties. And then later on, Supreme Court decided, nope, he didn't write the song. So we have no idea exactly how that happens. But Herman Santiago celebrates his 83rd birthday tomorrow. Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers. Original member of the Teenagers, Herman Santiago, celebrates his 83rd birthday tomorrow. Now, it was hard for me to believe last hour when I mentioned that Linda Ronstadt only had one number one hit. Well, also, again, hard for me to believe that Styx only has had one number one hit as Dennis DeYoung celebrates his 77th birthday tomorrow with lead vocals on their only number one hit. It's Styx, Babe, 99.7 Max FM.
Babe, I'm leaving. I must be on my way. The time is drawing near. to see me through. So please believe me, my heart is in your hand.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Styx and Babe, Dennis DeYoung on the vocals. Their only number one hit. Dennis celebrates his 77th birthday tomorrow. And one more birthday on Sunday, John Travolta celebrates his 70th birthday. Yes, you know him from Greece. You know him from Welcome Back, Kotter. And do you remember in 1976 when his song Let Her In reached the number 10 spot in the nation, the highest that it went? It was released after the first season of Welcome Back, Kotter. So let's do a little John Travolta and Let Her In. 99.7 Max FM celebrating John's 70th birthday tomorrow.
I'm different today. Hey, hey. Something she said has stuck in my head and I can't get away. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in my life. You know what I find a look at her face and there isn't a trace of doubt in my mind. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in my life. Let her in my life. Gonna open up after so long. Gonna open up after
with my feet stuck on the ground and my head against the wall. I've been called, and I can't answer why. Why? Something inside, and it can't be denied, and I'm ready to try. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in my life. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in my life. Let her in my life. Gonna let her in.
John Travolta, Let Her In, from 1976, 99.7 Max FM. John turns 70 tomorrow. 9:42 on your Saturday morning with Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Who wants to buy this diamond ring? She took it off her finger now. It doesn't mean a thing. Shine for me anymore, and this diamond ring doesn't mean what it meant before. So if you've got someone whose love is true, let it shine for you. This stone is genuine, like love should be, and if your baby's true.
those oldies but goodies, reminds me of
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Little Caesar and the Romans, and those oldies but goodies remind me of you. And that's what we do every Saturday morning between 6 and 10 here on 99.7 Max FM. More of your favorites on the way. And we'll find out what's going on in the area with a look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank and Baraboo Pizza Ranch.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus bread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's time for the Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk. It's happening on Saturday, February 17th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The businesses of Sauk Prairie hope that you can join them for this fun-filled sweet treat and fundraising day. All proceeds will be going to the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. You'll be able to purchase tickets the day of the event. The cost is $5 per person. Three and under are free. Wristbands will be available for purchase at the C2 Juicery, Sauk Prairie Fitness, and Baraboo Chamber. During the event, you won't have to go in any order, but businesses in Prairie du Sac and Sauk City will be happy to welcome you and have some sweet treats. There'll also be bucket raffles, 50-50 raffle, punch cards. If you have any questions, all the information can be found at Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk 2024, and just search that on Facebook. Again, this will be benefiting the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin and is presented by Brunker Realty Group. And also on that Saturday, February 17th, it's time for the Baraboo FFA 5th Annual Flapjacks for Farmers and Friends event. This will be held at Baraboo High School. $5 per person. It'll get you pancakes, sausage, eggs, cheese, and beverages. This is available for dine-in or carry-out. And proceeds this year will be going to the Farmer Veteran Coalition. Their mission is to support veterans through agriculture. This event will be Saturday, February 17th from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. at Baraboo High School.
Mid-State Equipment of Prairie du Sac, your full-line John Deere dealer, supports Sauk Prairie FFA students as they gain knowledge and leadership skills through agriculture education. Mid-State Equipment on US 12 in Prairie du Sac offers an extensive inventory of both new and used agriculture equipment, lawn and garden products, ATVs, UTVs, and more. MidStateEquipment.com.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and breezy, a high near 31. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 25. Winds today and tonight will gust to 30 miles per hour. Sunshine on your Sunday with a high around 38. For Monday, mostly sunny, 44. 48 Tuesday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from his original family recipe. Pick some up at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, it's 15.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with George Harrison and My Sweet Lord. Thanks for all the requests this morning. We'll do this all over again next Saturday morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. with Saturday of the 60s and 70s. But I'm going to stick around the studio for a while and play your favorites from the 80s, 90s, and more. Also here on 99.7 Max FM. Here's the Association, and Along Comes Mary on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s.
Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.